You're listening to Freed on Business. To talk to Jim and his guests, call 305-541-2350. That's 305-541-2350. Now, back to your host, Jim Freed.
All right, we are back, and we are back with Larry Zinn. You know him as the general manager of Warren Henry Land Rover, Range Rover, Infiniti, and Jaguar. I know him as the youngest of the South Florida Business Journal's 40 Under 40. Larry, welcome back. Where's
it's
Larry?
A pleasure to be here.
All right. Hey, Larry. Now, listen, before we get going, today is Give Miami Day. I want you to start off by talking about the event you have every year. I love this event. High five to Floyd for helping you with it. Cars, Cause, and Charity to benefit the Wounded Warriors. High five to you and your team, Larry.
And actually, this year we're doing a toy drive as well, so for Toys for Tots. On December 14th at the Hard Rock, we're going to have a huge car show. We're talking well over 250 cars. Exotics, you name it, they're all going to be out there.
You're going to have your big yellow car there, Larry? You're going to have that big yellow truck there?
You know it, of course.
I love that thing.
So, yeah, we're going to have everybody who comes, as far as the participants, have to bring at least $60 worth of toys. A lot of people are choosing to bring more, which is really great.
I would hope.
And, I mean, this is a really exciting event. One of my favorite things that we do every year. Not only do we get to support the Wounded Warriors, but we also get to support Toys for Tots now.
Well,
so everyone can have a great holiday.
It sounds really good, and I know that you and your whole team are very involved in the community. You do events all year long. I know Floyd helps you with those. High five to Floyd for doing the events. Now, Larry, I want to switch. I want to switch gears for a minute, and I want to talk about service and transportation. You know, it really stinks living down here in South Florida when I got my beautiful car. I throw it on sport. I get on the highway. It looks like it's clean and green, and then suddenly, it stops. And we got traffic. And a lot of times, I got to do something like maybe have my car serviced. So I called my favorite person at your store, other than you and other than Frank and other than Ismet, May. And May goes, hey, Jim, you don't have to come. And you tell them what happens, Larry. I don't have to come up there anymore.
No, well, we partnered up with Red Cap, so actually we're doing pickup and drop-off service for all of our customers when they bring their cars in. So really, you don't even have to come to the store. We'll come. We'll drop a loaner off at your house or your office, pick your car up and bring it in, and then when it's finished, we'll bring it back to you.
That's not even customer service, Larry. That's like customer pandering. I mean, that was just great. I didn't have to do a thing. May calls up. She goes, you know, by the way, you need such and such. I go, for you, anything. And the car comes back, it's clean as a whistle, and I gotta tell you, she did whatever it handles even better than before. So now I can really drive my Infiniti, and yes, I'll admit it, I drive it on sport, because Larry, after all, what's gas really for?
I mean, you gotta have a good time, Jim. I mean, it's not gonna be around forever that we're gonna be able to do these things. One day you're gonna be sitting in a car, it's gonna be driving by itself, and you're not gonna have any fun. So you might as well have fun now.
Hey, that's what closed race courses are going to be for in the future, Larry.
Exactly.
And I can't wait. You know, we'll go up there. We'll go up to with Deser. We'll get Deser. We'll go up to his place up in Palm Beach, and we'll have a great time. Now, Larry, I want to talk a little bit about what goes on at the end every year. You know, I always thought it was the best time to get a car deal. Now it seems like it's that time year round. What's going on at the end of the year?
Well, typically at the end of the year, December in particular, every manufacturer has tons of advertising going on. Beyond that, there typically are some of the best deals of the year at the end of December, really, but at the end of December especially, because everybody is, you know, trying to do whatever they can to put whatever car they can on the road.
Well, that's great.
The manufacturers, they clear out the ports. They send everybody tons of inventory. Everybody wants to move it. It's a great time to buy a car. It really is.
Now, let me ask you this, because a lot of times you have, I'll just say it this way, sticky inventory over at your Range Rover Land Rover store. How about the product there? Are you deep in the product over there, too?
No. We're very fortunate that, you know, the day supply of vehicles has been very consistent.
Great.
And the demand for the vehicles is still high. So it's not as though, you know, we're backlogged with inventory and we don't know what to do with it. You know, we're fortunate that people want these cars and they're coming in and taking them.
Yeah, I know. I'm glad you said that there weren't a lot on the lot, because I know that she's already texted me. You know who wants one of those, Larry.
I know.
Okay.
Vivian wants a Rover.
Okay. Well, I think that this time, for being such a good girl with all her kidney transplant stuff and everything, I've got to give her what she wants.
I would agree. I would agree. I mean, I don't know if I was supposed to do that on live radio, but
it's okay. You know. It's a good year, Larry, and I got a bunch of great sponsors on my show, Larry. So I'm sure I'll be able to do this. You know, I've really been looking forward. She's wanted that car, or not? It's not a car. It's I'll have to call it what it is. That vehicle, for a long, long time. Now, Larry, I saw on Facebook that you're looking for a few good men and women. Could you tell me a little bit about that, please?
Well, yeah, you know, we as a company like to do things a little bit differently in regards to hiring. I know we've talked about it before, but typically we look from outside the industry when we're bringing in new hires. We like to promote from within and, you know, everybody who is in our culture to be part of our company culture and to learn things what we believe is the right way. So, yeah, right now we are looking for all sorts of different positions throughout the dealership. You can see it on our website. As far as what we're looking for, or even on social media, we've been advertising that as well.
Yeah, and this is one of the, I don't want to say one of the few, but this is certainly a great way for somebody. They don't have to have a college degree. They just have a clean record. They got to get through you and Ismin, I guess, and the rest of the HR people. But a person can earn six figures. You've got benefits. This is a great thing.
It really is. It's a great career. You know, it's a place where we've had a lot of people have some really great opportunities and really grow with us for a long time. And, you know, I know there's a nasty stigma against the people in the auto industry, but it's a great profession.
Listen,
I know that's firsthand for you as well, because I believe your mother was in that.
That is correct. You served it right up to me. I'm going to hit it out of the park. My mom, for 20 years, was in the auto sales business. She did go back and become a social worker because everybody knows that I need to have an in-house person to give me my head examined every once in a while. But she was terrific, and she worked her butt off. You have to be there all the time, but it's great camaraderie, great group of folks. Larry, is that you or is that D? Is that us? That's Larry. Larry,
that's
you got
me, Jim.
Okay. All right. It's all right. You got to do business. You got to do business, Larry. Thank you, D. That was D. That was us. Now, Larry, we only got a couple more minutes left. So if people want to find you, people want to get in touch with you, we've got 3 minutes left, so we're going to talk a little Dolphins after this. But go slow, because we do have Jets fans that listen to this show, Larry. Tell people how to find you.
Well, you can find us on our website at www.warrenhenryauto.com. On all the social media sites, our username is Warren Henry Auto. And you can call us at 305-690-6006.
Now, Larry, it was great seeing you at the Miami Heat game. High five to you and your buddy. Your buddy, does he work at Warren Henry also?
He does. He does. He's our pre-owned manager.
He was a very good guy. He seemed to have some kind of personality. It's good somebody there does. Now, Larry, what do you think about Hassan Whiteside, and are they going to build the team around him or what?
Well, I hope we can afford to keep him. That's the biggest thing that I worry about. I mean, I know we have him, but can we offer him the money that this guy is going to command? He's a monster.
Well, he is a monster. We were there for his second triple-double, which I swear, I blinked my eyes and it just happened. I think we'll be able to keep him. But another question I have for you, Larry, and this is what I'm going to talk to you about when I see on Sunday in the suites. What about the Dolphins? What do you see coming down the pike? Because I know that Steve Ross wants a winner. You think we're going to see one soon?
You know, Jim, it's been my entire lifetime.
Oh, God, make me feel old.
A winner. Oh. I mean, as much as I try to stay positive about the Dolphins, they just never seem to, you know, really follow through on the hype.
Well, you know, Larry, it may be that it's just a organizational and business problem, and you know where I'm going with that. I'm going back to your place, Larry, because for 35, almost 40 years, your grandfather, your father, and now you, and I'm just going to say it because you can't, have run the best auto dealership franchises in the city. Great, great service, great professions, great jobs. Larry, thank you for being on the show. Thank you for being a sponsor. But more than that, I'm going to go back to what we talked about at the beginning. Thank you for the charitable approach that you and your team bring to Miami. Again, one last plug for Cars, Cause, Charity, and Toys for Tots.
All right, Cars Cause Charity, December 14th at the Hard Rock. Please come, one, come all, enjoy with us.
Oh, yeah, I'll be there for sure. And Larry, Toys for Tots?
Toys for Tots and Wounded Warriors.
Oh, that's great. Listen, Larry, we only had a short break today. I need you back before Christmas. You've got to come back soon. I've got you penciled in for just a couple of weeks. You promise to be there for me?
Of course, Jim. I never miss it.
Oh, you're the best. Larry, high five to you, your whole team. There's, I'm sure, all kinds of year-end and Thanksgiving specials. Again, if you want to find them, Larry, where the heck are you?
We're on at 20800 Northwest 2nd Avenue. Look for us at warrenhenryauto.com. You can reach us through there, phone numbers, email, everything. We'll be there for you.
I always ask the hard questions at the end, Larry. You're the best. Thanks for being on the show, and thanks for being part of our family here at Freedom Business.